The vaccinations are coming in phases, and in the first round, called 1A, a few weeks ago, doses of the vaccine were administered to frontline healthcare workers and assisted living staff. As more doses are now becoming available, that means another round of vaccines and opening up the parameters of who can receive it. And good news for older populations or those who have loved ones who fit that demographic, all people now 65 years of age or older not covered in phase 1A are now eligible to get the vaccine. Dr. Adam London is the administrative health officer at the Kent County Health Department.
First of all, I can't possibly tell you how overjoyed I am to be talking about vaccine. And I'm pleased that many, many people are very eager to receive the vaccine. In fact, my team and I have been overwhelmed with calls and emails since the governor announced the opening of phase 1B starting next Monday.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer this week announced that beginning next Monday, others too will be eligible to be vaccinated for the coronavirus, including pre-kindergarten through high school teachers, support staff and childcare workers who usually have direct contact with children, and first responders not covered in phase 1A, like firefighters, police, conservation officers, and inspectors. But here's the catch. There's only so much vaccine to go around, and doses are in limited supply. And therefore, health departments across West Michigan have the same message: to be patient. Those registering should expect that appointments may not be available for several weeks, as vaccine supplies are limited and phase 1A is still in progress. I'm Daniel Booth.